Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time and the memorial of Saint Charbel. Today from Malta, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta and his preaching today is entitled Only the Sign of Jonah.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was for 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so for 3 days and 3 nights the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah, and see, something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The Word of the Lord. On reading this Gospel selection by itself, one might want to ask, why was Jesus so harsh and angry with the scribes and Pharisees who asked him for a sign? A conjunction invites us to put the text in context. Scribes and Pharisees were always around where Jesus was, not like the crowd of poor, sick, and marginalized people who wanted Jesus to help them. Christ's enemies paid great attention to what he was saying and doing in order to find fault with him. They criticized him because his disciples were plucking grains of corn to eat on a Sabbath. They asked him if it was lawful to cure on the Sabbath. When he cured a man with a withered hand on a Sabbath, they were angry and they went out and conspired on how to destroy him. They brought a blind and mute demoniac for him to heal, and when Jesus did so, they told the people that it is only by the ruler of the demons that Jesus casts out demons. Was Jesus right to rebuke the Pharisees for their behavior? Yes, for the tree is known by its fruit, he reminded them. Bad trees bring bad fruit. That is why he did not perform the sign they asked for, and he called them an evil and adulterous generation. Was this just a burst of anger against his enemies? I don't think so. For Jesus is a preacher of God's love, and his mission is to offer salvation to each and everyone. He is a savior, a redeemer. So when Jesus called the Pharisees and the scribes an evil and adulterous generation, he was not calling them names and was not simply giving vent to his anger. He was trying to make them aware that he knew of their plot against him. He told them that what they were doing was evil, morally bad, and cruel, that they were cheating, and that it was harming others. Jesus only gave the Pharisees the sign of Jonah. He did this not only to give them a hint of his resurrection, but to remind them that the people of Nineveh will condemn this generation because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. He also told them about the Queen of the South, who will condemn this generation because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. For me, both examples are not threats, but calls for a real conversion, a call to listen to what he was preaching and doing, for he told them, something greater than Jonah is here, something greater than Solomon. It is interesting that Jesus did not call attention to himself. He did not tell them that there was someone greater than Jonah or Solomon, but there was something greater, hinting to a mystery, and I dare say that it was greater than Jesus himself. In fact, at the end of chapter 12, when Jesus was told that his mother and brothers were there wanting to speak to him, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So today, Jesus is telling us that the most important thing is to do the will of our Father in heaven. This is what Jesus was doing. This is what the mystery of the Incarnation is all about. He said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day."